From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europeans to discuss ways to deal with a growing migration crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is to meet Western Balkans leaders Thursday in Vienna to forge a common response to Europe's worst migration crisis since World War II. Wednesday, she was booed as she visited the German town of Heidenau near the Czech border, scene of recent anti-immigrant protests.
Die menschliche Behandlung und würdige Behandlung jedes einzelnen, der zu uns
Ms. Merkel said, treating with humanity and dignity those who come to us is part of our basic understanding. Dozens of policemen were hurt when protesters opposed to asylum seekers hurled bottles and fireworks at officers on the weekend. Meanwhile, thousands of migrants fleeing war, persecution, and poverty in the Middle East and Afghanistan surged across the Serbian border into Hungary. Rescuers on the Mediterranean Wednesday saved thousands of migrants coming from Africa, but at least 55 of those perished in the perilous journey from Libya to Europe. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir on Wednesday signed a peace agreement that is meant to end nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy Riek Machar. Mr. Kiir has expressed reservations over power sharing, demilitarizing the capital city, Juba, and the use of foreign peace monitors. Among the heads of state at the Wednesday ceremony in the South Sudanese capital was Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta.
I will appeal to you to set aside those reservations, to look at the greater picture, to look at the people that you lead, to look at the need for peace, to look at the need for unity.
The U.S. has welcomed the deal as a first step toward ending the conflict, a conflict that has killed thousands and driven millions from their homes. This is VOA News. The U.N. envoy to Libya said Wednesday he remains confident the past several months of talks between representatives of the North African country's rival governments will yield an agreement ending years of chaos. However, Bernardino Leon told the Security Council Wednesday the security situation in Libya remains mixed. The humanitarian crisis is deepening.
The scale of human suffering is staggering for a country with large oil reserves and strong economic potential. According to different United Nations agencies, an estimated 1.9 million people require urgent humanitarian assistance to meet their basic health care needs. Access to food is now a major problem for some 1.2 million people, mostly in Benghazi and the east.
Leon says a final round of talks on forming a national unity government in Libya is expected to get underway this week. Asian stocks rebounded Thursday following a strong surge in U.S. stock values Wednesday, pushing the benchmark Dow Jones average up more than 600 points. The rise due in part to a hint from a member of the U.S. Central Bank's Monetary Policy Board that recent market volatility makes an interest rate hike in the U.S. more unlikely. Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists have agreed to a ceasefire beginning September 1st. The Trilateral Contact Group, which is seeking an end to the conflict that has killed more than 6,400, includes representatives from Ukraine, Russia, and Russian-backed East Ukrainian separatists. UN peacekeepers warned Wednesday they'll have to cut rations for thousands of former rebels and their families in Democratic Republic of Congo, blaming a shortage of funds, the cost estimated to be some $2 million a month. The peacekeeping mission, MONUSCO's head, Martin Kobler, urged the DRC government in Kinshasa to take responsibility for the care of the rebels. Nigerians Thursday are marking the 500th day since the abduction of hundreds of schoolgirls from the northeast town of Chibok by Boko Haram militants. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked about the anniversary Wednesday.
We continue to encourage Nigeria to pursue a comprehensive approach toward countering Boko Haram, and the United States and some of our partners are providing significant and even increased funding for countries like Chad and Cameroon and Niger to encourage regional cooperation on border security and counterterrorism as they confront this threat from Boko Haram.
The abduction in April last year sparked international outrage in a social media movement called Bring Back Our Girls. A member of Colombia's FARC rebels pleaded guilty in Washington Wednesday to seizing three Americans and holding them captive for more than 5 years. Diego Afonso Navarrete Beltran faces life in prison when he's sentenced in federal court in November. Two other FARC members have already been convicted. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.